Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody asked me, Tony F., how can you live the lifestyle you live and still come on and have a godly show? Well, here's your answer. I was born into the house of God as a Catholic. I was raised a Catholic. I will die a Catholic. My Lord forgives me because I've lived in his light. At the lowest points in my life, when I was in the gutter, he was there. I didn't know he was there, but he was. And as I've gotten older, I've come to realize that he's always been there and always will be. And my deal is with him. And when I face him at the end and when my time is over, I can face my God with a clear conscience. Can you say the same? Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Very, very, very good. Very well put. Yes. Can you say the same? Amen. Well, listen, to all my 111 callers, okay, there's been too much tomfoolery with 111. So we're not taking any 111 callers. If you want to call into this program, okay, you need to do so with your own phone number, okay? Okay, you need to, you know, or with a number that is other than 111, okay?
But hey, all you 111 callers, please stick around and listen to the show. Thank you. All the tomfoolery and all the demons have left the room, Jesus.
Amen.
Let the show progress.
Amen. All right. Well, we're going to continue on with our praise and worship part of the show. Okay. Here we go.
Caught up in my own hesitation.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we have some technical problems. Okay. Again, why this is happening, I do not know. Okay. Let me see if we can figure this out. Okay. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well. Okay, I got back the song. There we go.
know that it seems sometimes that no matter what you do, or no matter how hard you work, striving to make things better in your life, but for some reason you're not getting nowhere. Well, I want you to turn to the one next to you and tell them, you tried your way, it didn't work, no. You put him second, yeah. Thought they had your back,
oh.
And every time you turn around, it seems you're under attack, yeah. But turn to your neighbor and say, see, the devil is alive, no, I'm not gonna die, it's okay to cry, let me by your side, you gotta stop that hating, I know you don't wanna hear it, gotta fast and pray and listen to me. Just listen to the Spirit, oh. Amen. Well, it's
time to get into our first word for this evening. And this is titled, it's a devotional, and it's titled Seeking God Through Prayer. So learning to seek the face of God is the foundation for experiencing the most amazing life Jesus died to give us. We have available to us through Christ all the wonders, excellencies, and satisfactions we can fathom. See, God has granted us grace upon grace, mercy upon mercy, affection upon affection, and love upon love. You see, when we pursue Him through all avenues available to us, a door is open in which we discover all our Heavenly Father longs to give us. See, may you grow in your spirit of God this week as we study various ways we have been given to seek His face. The fact that God listens to us as children changes the landscape of prayer. For empty phrases uttered into the abyss to direct communication with the Creator and Sustainer of all. You see, when you pray, you are heard by your Heavenly Father. And it's because He listens to us that prayer is one of the most wonderful and powerful avenues to pursue Him. So may we learn to dialogue in greater ways with our Heavenly Father as we open our hearts to all He would show us today about prayer. Amen. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, 8, it said, "And when you pray, do not heap upon empty phrases as Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him." Jesus inaugurated an entirely new perspective on prayer. See, prior to Jesus, God's people would pray out of obligation or ritual, begging a seemingly distant God to move on their behalf. Jesus taught that God knows our needs before we even ask. He taught that God is a good Father who longs to respond to the needs of His children. And in John chapter 15, verse 7, He taught, "If you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you." So God's desire is to respond favorably to our prayers. He always has our absolute best in mind and longs to satisfy the desires of our hearts. Amen? The key to the effective communication with God is first to trust that He is a good Father who listens and longs to answer the prayers of His children. After gaining proper perspective, we need to spend significant time allowing God to fill us with His desires for us, fashioning our hearts into a reflection of His. God will not give you what He knows is less than His best. Rather, He longs to fill you with a desire for what is best for you. Then come along and satisfy that desire in magnificent and miraculous ways as you pray. And Jeremiah 30, chapter 33, verse 3 says, "Call to Me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known." So when you call out to your Heavenly Father, trust that He will answer you. He longs to fill you with the knowledge and desire for His will. He longs to speak with you. You can have His heart and know He feels. The Holy Spirit dwells within you, longs to reveal to you the perfect plans of your Heavenly Father. So spend time in prayer listening to the heartbeat of God and allowing Him to fill you with the knowledge of His will. Firstly, meditate on God's purpose for His prayer. Allow Scripture to fill you with trust and faith in your God's ability to both listen and speak to you. And when you pray, do not heap upon empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. That's Matthew, once again, chapter 6, verse 7 and 8. Because if you abide in Me and My words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My sheep hear My voice and I know them and they follow Me. That's John chapter 10, verse 27. Secondly, ask the Spirit to fill you with knowledge of God's desires for you. Where do you need God's wisdom? What part of your life doesn't seem to be marked by the work of God? Where do you need peace, joy, and purpose? So call to Me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and hidden things that you have not known. So let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for He will speak peace to His people, to His saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Psalms chapter 85, verse 8. And thirdly, pray in accordance with God's will. Pray with boldness after you discover God's heart for your need, knowing that he hears you and will respond to your prayer perfectly. In his book, Power Through Prayer, by E.M. Bounds, shares incredible wisdom on a lifestyle of prayer. May the words guide you into a deeper connection with your Heavenly Father today. Amen. The men who have done the most for God in this world have been early on their knees. He who fritters away the early morning is opportunity and precious in other pursuits than seeking God will make poor headway seeking him the rest of the day. If God is not first in our thoughts and efforts in the morning, he will be in the last place in the remainder of the day. So, to bring more light into this devotional, I highly suggested you read Matthew chapter 6. Amen? Now, let me ask you an important question. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not know him tonight, you will have a chance to do so in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of wandering around aimlessly in life, not knowing where to go or what's up or down? Are you suffering from some depression or anxiety? Or are you addicted to drugs or alcohol, sexual immorality, gambling, overeating? You see, God can take that away. But in order for him to do so, guess what, folks? He's got to know you. If he don't know you, he ain't going to do nothing for you. So I ask you tonight, would you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior? If so, I want you to pray this prayer and say it after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. And once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. You see, I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you just said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always, always keep you highly favored. You see, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. So won't you let us rejoice with them, amen? And you can do this by simply calling area code 657-383-1487. I'll repeat that. Call 657-383-1487 and then press the 1 key. See, when you press the 1 key, you'll come on live and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. And just think like this. It may just be 1 tonight. It may be 5 tonight. It may be 10. It may be 100. But be that first caller. Okay, because you can trickle in 100 more. Okay? Amen. All right, we're gonna play a song here. Okay. Here we go.
Falling up and up my eyes. castles that crumble like sand.
Yeah.
I grip so tightly onto things that might be quite unlikely to satisfy me. My hands are holding onto things so broken. I think I put my hope in a misdirected notion. My eyes have drifted from you. Lately I've come to see that everything I've done to is all just vanity. I need you more than anything, but I cling to the begging of the last I say. Time is straight, won't you give me eyes to see? So what's your point of chasing?
Just vanity. Confidence.
right. Okay, hold on. Well, we got a caller. Let me find out who this is. Hello.
Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Pastor Ken.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
That's great to hear. What can I do for you tonight?
I was listening to your broadcast about 2 days ago, and I noticed you said HGM instead of God's Rainbow Ministries.
Yeah, I said that accidentally. I'm so used to saying Heavenly Grace Ministries, it was a mistake.
Well, I forgive you, Kenny. It's okay. Abba,
well, thank you very much.
Forgiveness, my son.
Okay. Well, thank you.
I wanted to say, Kenny.
Yeah.
I want to wish you the best on the rest of your show, my son.
Well, thank you very much. I wish you the best, too.
You know, Kenny, it doesn't have to be cats and dogs all the time.
That's so true. That's so true, Kent. So true.
I need to know that you can remember the good old days when we were not at each other's throats.
Oh, I remember the good old days, and I wish we had them back.
Well, go get me some coffee, and we can remember the good old days.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and goodbye. Pastor Wanda, hello.
Hello, brother. Praise the Lord. I apologize for being a little late. I was ministering, and the Lord has been bringing so much clothes and coats in. Sisters in Christ bringing stuff in, and I'm getting information about getting cases of free Bibles and different stuff. So I have information for you what God then blessed me with. So I apologize, but that's what I've been doing. I said, and I had to anoint myself and get prepared. I said, I told somebody just a few minutes ago, I said, I got to get ready to get on the radio. So God has had me minister to a lot of different people I have never met, but I know in due time, God, if it's in his will, he will allow me to be able to meet with some.
Amen.
How is my brother Dave?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored.
Hallelujah. Yes. Okay.
You're the same blessed and highly favored.
Blessed and highly favored, rejoicing in the Lord, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is thy strength.
Amen.
Yes.
And I was getting ready to do the gospel reading.
You getting ready to do what, Pastor?
Getting ready to do a Bible reading.
That's fine. Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay. All righty. Well, here we go. Okay. The Bible reading tonight, okay, takes place in Genesis chapter 42, okay, where Joseph provides for his family. Okay.
Amen.
And then we're going to go into worship Psalms.
Okay.
Chapter 11, verses 4 through 7.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You're going too fast now.
Okay. We're going to start out in Genesis 42.
Now 42.
And then 42, we're going to move to worship of Psalm
worship,
chapter 11, verses
1 through 7. Okay.
And then we're going to move on to wisdom for Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30.
Proverbs 3, 30. I got you.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, and I got Genesis 42. And what's the next one?
Okay, Psalms chapter 11, verse 4 through 7.
Through 7. I got you.
All
right, let's do it.
Okay. See, when Jacob saw that there was a grain in Egypt, Jacob said to his sons, "Why do you look at one another?" He said, "Indeed, I have heard that there is grain in Egypt. Go down to that place and buy for us, there that we may live and not die." So Joseph's 10 brothers went to buy grain in Egypt. But Jacob did not send Joseph's brother Benjamin with his brothers, for he said, Let least some calamity befall upon him. And the sons of Israel went to buy grain among those journeyed for the famine within the land. Now Joseph was the governor over the land, and it was he who sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brothers came and bowed down before him with their faces to the earth. Joseph saw his brothers and recognized them, but he acted as a stranger to them and spoke roughly to them. And he said to them, "Where do you come from?" And they said, "From the land of Canaan to buy food." So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams that which he had dreamed about them and said to them, "You are spies. You come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said to him, "No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all one man's sons. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies." But he said to them, "No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land." And they said, "Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and this one is no more." But Joseph said to them, It is as I spoke to you, saying, "You are spies. In this manner you shall be tested by the life of Pharaoh. You shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely you are spies." So he put them all together in prison for 3 days. And Joseph said to them the third day, "Do this and live, for I fear God. If you are honest, then let one of your brothers be confined to your prison house. But you go and carry for the famine of your houses and bring your youngest brother to me, so your words will be verified and you shall not die." And they did so. They said to one another, "We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us and would not hear. Therefore, the distress has come upon us." And Reuben answered them, saying, "Did I not speak to you, saying, 'Do not sin against the boy,' and you would not listen? Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us." For they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter, and turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them. And he took Simon from them and bound him before their eyes. Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provisions for the journey. Thus he did for them. So they loaded their donkeys in the grain and departed from there. But as one of them opened the sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of his sack. So he said to his brothers, "My money has been restored, and there it is in my sack." Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, "What is that God has done to us?" Then they went to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man who is lord of the land spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country." Then it happened as they emptied the sacks, but surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in the sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid. And Jacob, their father, said to them, "You have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simon is no more. And you want to take Benjamin? All these things are against me." And Reuben spoke to his father, saying, "Kill my two sons if I do not bring him back to you. put him in my hands, and I will bring him back to you. But he said, my son shall not go down with you, for his brother is dead, and he is left alone. If any calamity shall befall upon him along the way in which you go, then you would bring down my gray hair with sorrow to the grave. Now the famine was severe in the land, and it came to pass when they had to eaten up the grain which they had brought from Egypt, that their father said to them, go back, buy us a little food. But Judah spoke to him, saying, the man solemnly warned us, saying, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. If you send our brother with us, we will go down and buy you food. But if you will not send him, we will not go down. For the man said to us, you shall not see my face unless your brother is with you. And Israel said, why do you deal so wrongfully with me as to tell the men whether you had still another brother? But they said, the man asked us pointedly about ourselves and our family, saying, is your father still alive? Have you another brother? And we told him, according to these words, could we possibly have known that he would say, bring your brother down? And Judah said to Israel's father, send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, and that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones. I myself will surely for him, for my hand you shall require him. If I do not bring him back to you and set him before you, then let me bear the blame forever, for if we have not lingered, surely by now we would have returned this second time. And the father of Israel said to them, it must be so, then do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man, a little balm, a little honey, spice, and myrrh, pistachio nuts, and almonds. Take double money in your hand and take back in your hand the money that was returned in the mouth of your sacks. Perhaps it was oversight. Take your brother also and arise, go back to the man. And may God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may release your brother and Benjamin. If I am bereaved, I am bereaved. That's Genesis chapter 42, verses 1 to 30, 35 to 38, 43, 1 to 14. Now let us go to worship. Now, Psalms chapter 11, verses 4, 5, and 7. The Lord is the holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the sons of men. The Lord tests the righteous, but the wicked and the one who loves violence. His soul hates, for the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness, his countenance beholds upright. Amen. Now we're going to go to wisdom, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 30. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Amen. Well, that is today's Bible reading. And if, like I said, if you guys don't read your Bible, and if this is the only way that you hear the Word of God, then so be it. Okay? Because I want everybody to get to know the Word of God. Amen. Okay. All righty. So, Pastor Wanda, what did you think of today's Bible reading? Hello, Pastor Wanda? Okay, 609, I'm going to bring you on. Please be a good caller. Hello, 609. You're on the air.
I guess they got off, sir.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, well.
All right.
Okay. That's okay.
Well, that was,
what do you think of today's Bible reading?
That's what I was trying to phone automaker hit on. It hit on mute. That is some good eating. That is some good wisdom. It is about forgiveness and how God provides, how much mercy, grace, how much love, and a lesson. Lesson to be learned if anybody's going against their family members or brothers or sisters
Amen.
Or mothers.
Amen.
And, you know, I looked at that. I was listening. That's good eating. That's good teaching as well. Just read it. And the word is what it say it is. It's not no different. And just awesome. Awesome how God allows us to look at his word and read it. And then he gives you understanding. Okay?
Amen.
So
Amen.
He's showing you in every way that if anything have been taken or if some of your kids been taken, then how God can restore anything because he's a God in the restoration business as well. And
that's
resurrection in family members. And if any family member is going through something, see how God can place a child. And that's another thing with me. I have one child that I'm standing and holding on to God, but it was done in a different way. I've been 17 years, so I'm in the waiting room. I'm still in the waiting room waiting. Because like God has restored all of my kids back, I'm in the waiting room. And that's just encouragement as well. Encouragement, you know. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then, you know, God tests. I like, and you know, if you're going through something, it's a good book to go back to and read over and over and over. The whole Bible is good. The whole Bible, not some of it, all of it. The chastisement, the teaching. All
that's
of it. I can't.
I tell him you can't pick and choose the Bible. Okay, you either believe in the Old Testament as well as the New, okay? Because without the old, there would be no new.
There you go. Because we wouldn't have Jesus. If we just had the old, we'd still be under the laws. But thank God we have Jesus, and there's new. See, that's the good news, that Jesus made everything completed. The book is closed. When Jesus came, that's make a full book. And a lot of things are still not in the word. A lot of the word is still not. A lot of the word is still not in.
Yeah, Jesus
but
said he came to abolish it. Okay.
Yeah, he didn't abolish it. That is for us to understand that we could not. They couldn't keep the law, so God already made a way. Just like from Genesis 3:17, it tells us when Jesus would come, and all this, so we would have Jesus to be able to give us a new life, and we won't have to suffer wrath. Same everything, the anger of God, but there's love. So God gave us Jesus to show us that unconditional love, that real love, not that phileo, but everlasting love through him dying on the cross of Calvary.
Amen. Amen.
I've got another to
bring to the people. And it's a prophetic word. Okay, so if you sit back to it, it applies to you. You never know. If this goes out to people that need a word in their life, and only you know who that is. The Father says today be abundance in your life. There is no lack in heaven, no frustration. Therefore, as for me, there is such. Do you got this microphone?
Hello.
Hello. Do you got this on?
I have what?
Do you have us on speakerphone?
Yes.
Can you take us off a speakerphone?
I'm off the speakerphone.
Okay,
I'm off the speaker.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay,
that's fine.
So in your thinking, overrule every contradiction in your circumstances to life and life more abundantly. You're not moving into a downturn. That is not the path that I have outlined for you. Refuse the suggestion, for it doesn't originate in me. I am over the top kind of God, and it's in a blessing that I will bless you. And delivering you, I will deliver you from every situation and circumstance contrary to the standard of as in heaven, so on earth. So take your hand off the tiller of your life, says the Father, and allow me to guide the bark of your ship to fairer waters. I am not holding you back. I am not determined denial or despair to be your portion. I am moving and advocating for the highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. Your responsibility is to focus not upon the outcome, but upon what seek the kingdom always. Look like in your life in both large and small ways. In so doing, you are demonstrating that you are my devoted servant, and thereby I will demonstrate you are my beloved child. Well, like I said, this goes out, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are, okay? So I hope it becomes a blessing for you. Amen. Oh, we've got a caller that called in from area code 336. I hope and pray that it's a good caller, okay? Let's see. 336, you're on the air. Yeah, I know. Okay. Okay, another clown. Okay. Okay.
We just ask God for mercy for him. Bless him, Father.
Yeah. Amen.
Bless him. And
bless
have mercy
heart.
Upon him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. It seems like we got to have a clown or two a night. I don't know why that is. Okay.
But we know Jesus. He will prevail. He's in control. And then just a test. Now, this, you know, as you read that, and as I said, because we're going to be tested, okay? Tested and tried.
Amen, amen.
But
we're
going to thank God, because we just see that about how he tested. Joseph tested his brother. So God allowed him to test him, okay? So we are being tested right now. Even I will stay on the radio. I'm not going to get off.
Thank you.
I don't run from anything. Because I've been telling, I said, let me get back on the radio with my brother. Because he said,
well,
two or three are gathered. He's in this.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a good caller. Okay?
Okay.
Praise Lord. I think I recognize the number. I'm not sure. Okay?
Well, what?
906, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? 906, you're on the air. Okay, he left us. I don't know
praise
what happened.
Praise Lord,
to that.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
We just gotta keep blessing him. We just gotta ask, keep God to bless him. Bless him.
Amen. Amen. Oh, he came back. Okay. Okay. Maybe we had a bad connection. I don't know. Okay.
Amen.
But anyway, I'm gonna put on some music here. And let's get blessed by some music for this, because this is prayer, praise, and worship.
Amen.
Night. Okay? All righty.
Amen.
Here we go. Thank you. something new here, Pastor Wanda. Some new music I've never played before, so I'm getting to hear it for the first time, as just like everyone else is getting to hear it. Amen. It's new. It's a Christian dance party. Okay. It's definitely different. Okay, I kind of like it. What about you, Pastor Wanda?
I don't think she's there anymore.
Yeah, she's here. She's still on here. Okay, let me we got a caller from 906. He's back again. Hello, 906, you're on the air.
Ken! Hello!
Lord.
Ken!
Okay, well, anyway. Pastor Wanda, if you're still there, I'll give you a
Yes, I'm
ready.
Here, I'm here.
Okay, we're getting down to our closing minutes, and
Amen.
Yeah, I want to make some announcements. Tomorrow
okay.
night is going to be the Pastor's Corner. It starts at 8
okay.
o'clock Standard Time. And so, and since you're a pastor and I'm a pastor, and if we can get some mm-hmm. other pastors, okay, some rabbis or whatever,
yeah.
we can have a pastor conversation, okay?
All right, that'll be fine.
Yeah, so if you know any pastors, okay, that want to...
I know a lot.
...and talk, okay, and
yeah.
maybe we can go through the week, okay, what we've gone through as pastors, okay, ministers, rabbis, or reverends, okay?
Listen, Pastor, I would like for you to write, you know how you always write up something. You write it
yeah.
up, say, Pastor Ken, Pastor Wanda... we're having a pastor's, night, and to explain just like what you're saying, and send
uh-huh.
it to me, and I'm sending it to the pastor. Yeah, I'm gonna send it to the pastors, okay?
Okay, yeah, and then hopefully they can call in. We can have a
They're
night.
They're gonna call in.
Yeah.
Gonna call. Yes, in Jesus' name.
Amen. That would be great. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to. Turn it over to Tony F. now. He's going to give us the closing prayers, okay? And I want to thank all my callers, all my listeners. I want to thank you, Pastor Wander, for calling in, even though it was late, but you called, and that's what counts, okay? Okay, it's better later than never, okay? So here's Tony F. to give us the closing prayer.
Tonight, I just want to keep it simple. When the man asked Jesus on the mount, how do we pray? Jesus said, you raise your hands up to the sky and say to the Father, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Amen.
May y'all sleep in peace this evening, knowing that God embraces you.
Amen. 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 Thank you very much, Tony. That was beautiful. Okay? Sometimes we just need to keep it simple. Okay? Okay? So I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you. Okay? May you go with God. And I hope everybody will return for tomorrow night for the Pastor's Corner, and I will send you that information, okay? I'll give you a write-up what I want, and maybe we can bring it into existence tomorrow night, okay?
Amen.
By the will of God. Amen. Okay, so good night, everybody. God bless.
God bless.